For today's Story Shop reading, we'll be hearing from Helen Jackson. So Helen, can you tell us a little bit about what inspires you when you write?
I'm inspired by all sorts of things. I basically just like making stuff up. So I like to figure out what would happen in different situations. What would happen if something was slightly unusual? Where you would go if such and such happened to you? And it's all just about figuring out different versions of the world.
That sounds like a good approach. And what world are you taking us into and giving us a different approach of today?
This one's actually inspired by a piece of graffiti I saw around Edinburgh. And it has a line on a wall saying, "This is where I draw the line." And it got me thinking about that notion of drawing the line. And because in my other non-writing life, one of the things I do is illustration, I started thinking about very literally drawing the line. My piece for Story Shop is called Draw the Line. And this is part one, Reflections. Thomas Glass nearly bankrupted the Coca-Cola Corporation. 5 years after graduation, the Hablock College illustration class of 1980 wasn't exactly where it expected to be. One after another, they'd given up their artistic ambitions and taken jobs with ad agencies. Only Melanie Douglas held out, disappearing into her own shadows. Thomas was hired to airbrush and retouch product shots, the first from his year to take a proper job. It was a surprise, as Tom's anti-corporate views were well known. Down at the King's Arms, he argued that he would work within the system to bring art into advertising. No one was convinced. It looked as if he'd sold out. The Coke job was top secret. The photography was being done in London, so no one back in the States heard about it. An executive concorded over with a prototype can, the word "new" emblazoned across familiar red and white livery. The poster called for a hero shot of the can sitting on ice cubes. You can't shoot ice, it melts under the lights. So that was Tom's job. He was beginning to understand the power of adverts. They defined not just how people saw a product, but how they saw themselves. He poured everything he'd learnt into those ice cubes, did overtime night after night to get them exactly as he wanted. His commitment was noticed by the boss. Tom was confident that he'd done everything right. New Coke launched in America with a fanfare. The Coca-Cola Corporation thought it couldn't fail. And then, it all happened so quickly. With posters everywhere, sales of Coke plummeted. Customers were hoarding old Coke and refusing to buy the new. Tom bumped into Melanie, who still didn't have a job. She commiserated over his involvement with what was already being called the marketing flop of the decade. Furious, he got together his friends from college and explained what he'd done. That poster was a work of art. Every ice cube reflected a different scene. The drawings were tiny, almost invisible. He'd had to use a magnifying glass to draw them. There were miniature dentists drilling, miniature Coke drinkers with bad teeth and huge girths, miniature parents whose miniature children were hyped up on caffeine and high-fructose corn syrup. People didn't notice Tom's modern moral subjects. Not consciously. They thought they were making up their own minds to hate New Coke. They weren't. Tom made up their minds for them.
Come along to Story Shop at 4 p.m. every day in the Edinburgh International Book Festival Spiegel Tent.